Hello, it's Bridget Cook here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2360, recorded on Thursday the 29th of January 2026. We'd like to say hello to new listener Mr. Raymond Wigg of Brundle. We hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. I'm joined by James McGarry, and together we will bring you the local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about the fascinating history of Bolton and Paul. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature about an old warehouse in Anglia Square. At the end of this week's news, you will be able to hear Chris Skinner's podcast. He talks about the terrible terrier, Rat, getting into a fix, as well as moles on the farm. There is a special message from Chris about his upcoming op too. So, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Private cops could tackle the city's yobs. A young mum takes an extreme day from Norwich to the French Alps, and an historic city law firm celebrates its 150th anniversary.
A prominent businessman
says he is considering creating his own private police force after claiming groups of yobs have been trying to force their way into the city's bars and pubs. Marcus Piercy, who owns a number of hospitality businesses, including Kerry's and Butcher Boy, made the comment following a spate of brawls in the city centre, which he says has left door staff injured. A video circulated showed a group of teenage boys attacking one another, another teen, and with one seen wielding a baseball bat in Haymarket. Mr. Piercy says the group attacked his door staff as gangs roamed around the city. A security guard at Kerry's sustained a serious eye injury, which required hospital treatment when the group were not let in. "We've been hammering cops for more of a police presence for months," said Mr. Piercy. "This isn't happening late at night. It's happening about 7 or 8pm. There just doesn't seem to be a nighttime police presence until very late at night. They've attacked various venues. They had baseball bats and iron bars, just rampaging around in ski masks and balaclavas. I've got more security staff working for me than any other venue in Norwich, but it's getting to the point I'm considering employing security staff to patrol the streets. It's unbelievable. We are even having to consider funding our own private police force." Police investigating the incident in Haymarket evening said four teenage boys had been arrested in connection with the incident. The cops say inquiries are continuing into two separate reports of assaults outside licensed premises in Queen Street and Prince of Wales Road in Norwich, and whether these are connected to the assault.
More than £111,000 has been raised to tackle food insecurity in a new charity campaign. The Matched for Change campaign, launched by Norfolk Community Foundation, raised £55,867, which was doubled through matched funding to £111,734, thanks to the support of residents, businesses, Anglian Home Improvements and Norwich City Football Club. The funds will support Norfolk Community Foundation's Nourishing Norfolk programme. The generosity of Norwich City fans has once again been truly wonderful. At the league game against Queen's Park Rangers, £4,603 and more than 400 kilograms of food, equivalent to 955 meals, was donated by fans.
A mum has shared how she jetted off on an extreme day trip from Norwich for less than £100. Earlier this month, Emily Gibbs, 29, took a trip to the French Alps. She left home at 4:30 a.m. to drive to Luton Airport, flew to Geneva, caught a bus to Chamonix, enjoyed a train ride up the mountains, explored the town, had food and drinks, and was back in time for bed by 11 p.m. Miss Gibbs said Chamonix was picture perfect and like a winter wonderland. There was snow hanging off the trees and little chalets everywhere. It was like stepping into a scene from a Hallmark movie, she said. The highlight of my trip was definitely the train ride up the mountain. I was just looking out of the window thinking, how on earth am I going to do this right now? And the day didn't even have to break the bank. The mum of one, who runs a housekeeping agency, got there and back for less than £100. Airport parking cost £10. £42 went towards flights. The return bus fare from Geneva Airport to Chamonix was £21, and the Montanvert Mer de Glace train was £27.
Norwich Airport has been slammed for forcing people to pay drop-off fees after the site introduced a new outrageous fine in a nearby road. Elizabeth Utting, who has been using Delft Way as a free drop-off point for more than 2 years, has hit out at the airport's unbelievable system after being fined £100. It is a road many people use to drop off airport passengers, and Miss Utting says that she has stopped countless times before on the street outside the Holiday Inn without being fined, until now. Miss Utting alleges that the new charge, introduced just weeks before she was caught out by it, has not been sufficiently publicised. After stopping for a matter of seconds on November the 27th to let two friends flying from Norwich Airport out the car, Miss Utting received a fine. Although there are single and double red lines on parts of the road, she believes the signage in the area is not visible enough to be seen as a deterrent to stop. She said, "There is one sign in the area which can be seen as you drive from McDonald's back to the roundabout. If I had seen it, I wouldn't have stopped." A spokesperson for Norwich Airport confirmed the new charge has been effective since November the 5th, less than 3 weeks before Miss Utting was caught.
A pub in a city neighbourhood has closed until further notice as the landlady has stepped back from the business. The Rose Tavern in Rupert Street, NR2, has shut its doors as Janet White, who has been at the helm of the pub for nearly two decades, has decided to retire. The announcement was made to customers on Facebook, and pubgoers flooded the comments section with messages thanking Miss White for her service. Miss White, who is in her late 60s, began working at the pub 19 years ago in 2007. Before this, she worked in antibiotics development at the John Innes Centre. Over the years, the site has become known for its quizzes, which, before the pandemic, were running three times a week. In April 2021, the pub reopened after Miss White closed the site for agonising 5 months due to the COVID lockdown. A spokesman for the pub said it will be closed until further notice.
One of Norwich's oldest law firms is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year. Leith's Prior Solicitors, based in the Close, began life in 1876 as Turner and Prior. It was founded by Leith's Prior, who set up the firm in St Giles. It has since grown into a full-service law firm, advising individuals, families and organisations across the region and beyond. As part of its anniversary year, the firm has unveiled a refreshed brand identity and a new website designed to reflect both its heritage and future direction. The firm's history is closely intertwined with that of Norfolk. Members of the Prior family and the firm played prominent roles in civic life, including serving as Lord Mayor of Norwich, contributing to wartime service efforts, and incorporating Norwich City Football Club. Today, Leith's Prior employs more than 120 people.